Blog Talk Radio. When peace like a river attended my way, when
my good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your hostess, Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. We hope it's something that will be said today that will draw you closer to the Lord today. And today, we're going to go ahead and pray. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for what you're doing in each and every person's life that will touch this line today. We thank you for health and strength this morning. We thank you for the activity of our limbs this morning. We thank you for just being God all by yourself, because, God, you are in total control of each and every one of our lives, and we just say thank you. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is God is in control. And some of the tag scriptures we'll be using and wording that we'll be using is control, prosper, greatness, power, and glory. And, you know, I'm reminded of the word of God says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. So today we're talking about God is in control. And I typed out quite a few scriptures that you can go to. If you have your Bibles handy, we can start with some of them this morning. In Psalms 46 and 1, it's going to be scripture-based this morning only. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. You'll find that in Psalms 46 and 1. Number 3 said, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah, there is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. You know, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and the right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. You know, when I went to Psalms 47, in 7 it says, for God is the king of all the earth. That lets you know God is in control. Sing ye praise with understanding. God reigns over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. These verses are letting you know that God is in control. You know, over in Isaiah 45, 5 through 7, if you have your Bibles, we'll read it today. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girdle thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I formed the light and created darkness. I make peace and created evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. That lets you know God is in total control. You know, I admit that I often don't understand why bad things happen. I believe that God has a purpose for everything. He does, you know, perhaps faith is rooted in the biblical principle that said the Lord is. And when you go to Psalm 22 and 28, let me turn right on over there to that, Psalms 22. And 28. And the word of God says in 22 and 28, for the kingdom is the Lord, and he is the governor among the nations. That lets you know God is in control. He is in absolute control of this universe, the nation, political climax of this earth, and my life and your life. God is in total control. No matter what you think, that you're doing that you're not doing on your own, but God is in control of your every movement, your every thought. God is in total control. And in Isaiah 54 and 17 say, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. You know, when we are in the midst of a trial, it is hard to resist crying. Why is this happening? Excuse me, to me. You know, sometimes we get the answer, and sometimes we don't. What we can be sure of is that nothing is happening by or coincidence. He has a purpose for even our most painful experience. Moreover, we have his promise to cause all the works together for the good to those who love God. You'll find that in Romans 8 and 28. And today we're talking about God is in control. You're not in control of anything. God is in control of everything. You know, 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalt as her above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thy range over it all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. You know, when you think about God as in control, you can't do nothing without God. Just to wake up this morning, you needed God to open your eyes. That was total control by God. To walk this morning, to get up, to get on your job, that was the control of God. To give you a job, God is in control of that. So what do you know that God is not in control of? Not one single thing, because God is in total control of each and every one of us this morning. And I'm going to take a little pause right there, and I'm going to play a song. We'll be right back.
Come on and give the Lord a good shout of praise in the house. Worthy is his name. Righteous is his name. Holy is his name. How many of you know that faithful is the name of our God? We'll make a joy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, God is good. Righteous is his name. Today we're talking about God is in control. And you know some things going on over here right now, but I know God is in total control right now of the situation. And that's what we're talking about today. God is in control. And you know, we always, you know, have a saying in, you know, what's happening in the midst of a trial, what we go through. You got to continue on trusting in God, putting your trust in him. And in my next scriptures, I have 1 Corinthians 29:11. It says, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thy reign over all, and in thy hand is power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. My. God is in control. You know, when we think about God, he is our refuge and a strength. He is a very present help in time of trouble and need. Therefore, you know, will not we fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea? Today we're talking about God is in control. It's nothing that go on in your life with you or your family that God is not in control of. He know everything, every minute detail of your life. What's going to be, what's not going to be, how it's going to be, God already know. So we have to realize, no matter what the situation come up in your life, for whatever reason, he's still in control. We need to give him the honor. We need to give him the praise, because he alone is worthy to be praised. And I give God the glory this morning, because I know he's in control of my life. I can't do anything without him. When I woke up this morning, giving him praise, he was in control of my life because he was the one that allowed me to wake up this morning to see a brand new morning that I've never seen before. He let me know, I'm going to orchestrate your day. No matter what you think you're going to do, this is what's going to be done. You know, we have one blueprint for our life. This is what we want to do today. This is what we want to do. We're going to do this, this, and this. But, you know, you don't even put God nowhere. You think God ain't nowhere in the equation. And then he come right back and tell you, well, no, you're going to do thus and so, because I'm in total control. And that's the way we have to look at life and things that's going on in our life. Turn it over to Jesus, because we know surely he's going to work it out, because he's in total control. No matter how much chaos is going on around, God is still in control. And let me read some more, because I have nothing but verses this morning on God is in control. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He is telling you in that verse, be thankful. You know, he's going to give us the victory. No matter what the situation look like, no matter what's going on, he's going to give us the victory. And we are to just stay on in the word of God like never before. And if I have any guests who would like to come on and say something today, please feel free to hit one on your keypad. I'm talking about today, God is in control. You know, a lot of people thinking they got everything. Talking about, I got it under control. Well, no, without God, you can't have nothing under control. You think you got it under control, but when you run into those snares and the pitfalls of the everyday life, you find out that you ain't about la-di-da, that everything is hinged on the word of God because he's holding you up. He's doing everything that he can for you. And we have to realize that we are not ourselves. We can't do a thing without the Lord. You know, seeking in advance how the Lord would work evil or hurt for our very difficulty, if not impossible, my limited human perspective allows me to grasp his greatest plan, because the plan I had, it backfired, but the plan God had, that he's in control of, it won't backfire. He'll be, you know, we'll find all kind of little things that's in that plan we got that didn't work out. But God tell us, no. Just do it like I tell you. You know, and however I can confirm that this biblical promise, because the Father's good handiwork all through our pain, our hardship, and our loss. I have experienced him mourning and nourishing into gladness, and have seen reap bountiful blessings and benefit from my darkest hour. When I didn't know when I was going through, I know only God could bring me out. No matter how many words I heard from people, somebody saying something, I knew God was still in control. It was nothing I could do but just lean and depend on him for my everything. And so that's what we have to do. As believers, we must accept that God won't always make sense to us sometimes. But Isaiah teaches that his way and thoughts are higher than ours. And if you want to go to that verse, we'll turn over to Isaiah at this time. Amen, amen. Isaiah 55. And we'll read what Brother Isaiah is saying. Isaiah 55 and 9 says, hallelujah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I'm going to read that again. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, not our ways, his ways, higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. My. See, you can't have no thought above God's thoughts. He already know what you're going to think, what you want to do, what you got planned. When you can't hide nothing from God, he already know what's supposed to take place, what's going to happen in your life. He already know. So that's why we got to let him be totally in control of our life, each and every day of our life, just to continue on doing what the good Lord say do. Lean and depend on him. And, you know, he sees the beautiful, complete big picture on the fact that God is in control no matter how wildly off, you know, we do. The world seems to spin round and round. God still is in control. No matter what's going on in your home right now, what's going on in the job, he is in control. I was sitting here getting ready for the program, and all of a sudden I could hear that noise, and I went out to my garage here. The hot water heater, water just coming all out of from somewhere. Couldn't see, can't see how to even turn it off. But he's in control. Whatever is going on with it, I know God is in control. I've called for backup, somebody to come see by that. That's their expertise, because I know he's in total control, whatever is going on. We're going to continue on leaning and depending on him. And, you know, I went to 1 John 5 and 4. For whosoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it, he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And we know it's victory that overcome the world. You'll find that in your Word of God. If you haven't tore your pages out, it's in there. So we're going to take us another little break and play another little song. Because we are just moving right along, right along. And when we come back, area code 832, if you would like to say something, just put one on your keypad.
Praise the Lord, Toronto. Come on and give God some praise in this place. If you know he's the Lord, clap your hands.
Amen, amen. God is an awesome God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And today we're talking about God is in control. And I thank God for being in control of my life, because sometimes when I think about it and I look at different things going on in the news and different things people are doing and saying, I say, God, if you wasn't in my life and controlling my speech, my motives, my thoughts, where would I be that today? And I want to be governed by what you're saying. I want you to be in charge of my life, not me run out trying to do this, do that. But you control my life, because it's power in the word of God. I can see the glory. I can have that control that he have given me. I can have that greatness through being God that is in control. I mean, we could do nothing without God. And, you know, and I went to Romans 8:32, and the word of God say, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him from us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? You know, and then the word of God said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God? Who? They're talking about me and you. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. Who is it that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who? You see how we're coming up this? We're coming up with this. Who? Whosoever make an intercession for us. Verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. But you saw when all those verses I read, it say, who shall lay anything to the charge of God? It is God that justifies. That's letting you know God is in control. And when it say, who is he that condemned it? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again. And then we come back to that three-letter word again. Who is even at the right hand of God? You know, when you read that, who, how, when, where, who also make an intercession for us? God make an intercession for us to the Father. Because when we pray, we don't know what we're praying for. We have an assumption that we're praying for our mother to get well, our father to get a better job, but who really interceding for us that's taking them prayers on to God? Think about that. And when it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nobody can separate you from the love of Christ. If you love Christ, and I know he loves you, he's in total control. For the word of God say, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. When you think about that, you had the who all before. But now it's saying, nor, nay, nothing, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities of this world. Letting you know God is in control. He is in total control. No matter what you're thinking, what you see, what you're going through, God is in control. And we give him the praise this morning. We are loving on God. We are just thanking God, because he's the only one can do and go in and change things in your life. because he's the one in total control. When you think you're going to do things one way, he's telling you, no, he's showing you a more excellent way to be able to get something done. So today we want to think about God is our refuge and strength. We can't make it without God. Each and every day of our life that he allow us to wake up in the morning, to go to these jobs, to go to church, go to the store, wherever you need to go, God is in control. When you're behind the wheel of a car and somebody seems like they're about to hit you or finna run into you from the broadside, God is still in control. Because as soon as you open your mouth, you say that, you say, oh, my God, Lord, Jesus, Jesus, you start calling on the name of Jesus. That lets you know God is in control. You know God is in total control of what's going on. But we give God praise this morning. I didn't have a real long lesson this morning. I just wanted to give you something short. God is in control because I know with even this hot water heater over here with me right now, he is control of it. There's nothing I can do till they can get here and cut that water off or stop it or whatever is happening. He know what he's doing, and he let me be home when this happened. So you see, he's still in control. Where I could get someone to come to see what's going on. So we give God praise this morning for what he's doing. And each and every one of you live that came to the line this morning, thank you for coming on Blog Talk. And if anyone would like to say something, please press 1 on your keypad if you can talk at this time. And you may be somewhere where you can't really get to your phone or really can raise it up to talk on. You may be at work. But I hope today, wherever you are, that you are letting God be in total control of your life. He's governing your every movement, your every step. He's in charge of it. And we want to give God praise. Well, today I'm going to see, can I play another song today? Because I'm looking for the plumber to show up. So we are just giving God praise anyhow today. We're going to give him an anyhow praise today. Because he in total control. Ain't no use of me pulling my hair out, going all nutty buddy. Because God is in control. Whatever's going on, he know. He's got it all under control. And we're going to play something that will just lift your spirit this morning. Praise God. God is in total control. He will work it out. No matter what's going on in your life, God will work it out. And today we're talking about God is in control. No matter what's happening in your family right now, no matter what it looks like, what it seems like, God is in control. And we're giving God praise today for what's going on in our life today, because we know without a shadow of a doubt, He has everything in control. Glory to God, glory to God. He will work it out. Everything that's happening, God will work it out. I give God the praise right now. Even with my hot water heater, they just come and told me that went out, so they got to go get a brand new one. But you know, I know God is in control. I wasn't getting upset. I wasn't chomping the bit because it was something beyond my control. God is in total control. Hallelujah. Well, for the few minutes that we have left on this broadcast talking about God is in control, I would like to send out the invitation. Someone might be listening to this broadcast today and don't understand what's going on, or they're getting a little bit closer to the Lord. Do you know Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior? Now is the time to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the word said, behold, now is the accepting time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 6 chapter and the 2nd verse. You know, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, I would like some help, and you may like some help, understanding His gift of eternal salvation. If you need to pray, you need someone to walk you through. If you need Jesus, if you need to get your life back in total control, all you got to do is go to Jesus. Saying a prayer won't save you, just a prayer. Prayer is merely expressing to God how you feel, believing and repenting, or just the beginning of walking with Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. So today, I invite anyone that do not know Jesus and the pardon of their sin to be able to come on over on God's side, because He's in total control. You see, your life has been going all chaos and everything. Just give God the praise. Give Him the glory, because He is truly, truly worthy to be praised. I want to thank everyone that came to the broadcast and will listen to the broadcast later, that God is in control. And when you think about it, you think you're in control, but you're not in control of nothing, not one single thing. God have you in the palm of His hand. He's in control of everything, your mind, body, and soul. So today, as we leave the broadcast, we're leaving a little bit earlier, but as we leave the broadcast, just remember that God can work it out, and He will work it out on your behalf, no matter what is going on.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered, sad, hurt, and abused.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. I just saw your little butt went off.
Well, I just like to leave with the audience. There's only one way to Christ, and you have to believe in Him, you have to receive Him, and He becomes your Lord. But to continue that, in order to be saved, you have to go along with Acts 2:38. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to remit those sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which will remain in you if you allow the Lord to lead your life. In order to be led, you have to have the Holy Spirit. In order to be raptured when the king comes for the second time, you have to have something to be raptured with, and that's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the only gift that will lift you up and remain in you as a savior, as a gift. The gift is for everybody. You know, it doesn't cost you. The only cost it costs you is to repent. That cost will remain in repentance. Repent, again, be baptized according to Acts 2:38, 39, 40, 41, 42. These will remain in you and continue to be in you and live in you. So when the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ comes, you will be the one that can be raptured and lifted up. And the word rapture means to be caught up in the air. In order to be caught up, you have to have something to be caught up with, and that's the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, God is in control, and he always will be, because he said, I am he that delivered thee. I have come that you may have life. I am he that remained in you. I am he that had called you for such a time as this. I am he that is Elohim. I am El Shaddai. I am Aldona. I am Alona. I am Aloni. I am Shalom. All of these will remain as God, but as Jesus Christ, he's the advocate that comes between us and God. He is the remainer. He is the determiner. He's the life giver. He's the salvation giver. He is the one. He's perfect. In all of his ways, he said, in all of your ways, acknowledge me, and I will come. I will give. I will tell you. I will behold you. I am the beholder. I am life. I'm the giver of life. I'm the one also that takes life. I'm the also the one that judges you. So if we are in him, then we can look forward to those refreshing gifts. And those refreshing gifts are the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit are those that love you, those that care for you, those that remain in you, those that keep you, those that perform miracles, those that are adhered to you as an individual or as a group body of Christ. However it is, God is the evaluator, and he's the determiner. He's a life giver, and he's the one that remains. He's the one we look to. He's the one that we call on. He's the one that heals. He's the one that delivers. His name is Jesus. He is always in control. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, caller, for coming on the last few minutes of the show. Thank you so much. I hope someone got something out of this message today, because I went strictly from scriptures today. I would give you scriptures where you can go back to and refer to them at your leisure, where God is in control. And just remember, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We hope you have enjoyed this program today. And do tune in next month when we'll have some more new programs coming with some new guests and things that will be coming on. People will be sharing some different things, stories and stuff with you on life challenges they have went through. So stay tuned to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Thank you for coming in today. And we'll close it with Take Me to the King. Take me to the King. Take us off.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray. But where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to no tears to cry, even if I try, but still.
I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.